terrorist majority. The demonize and destroy game has been going on for a very long time. Like any exponential process, the demonize and destroy game follows the hockey stick curve. It happens slowly for a long time, and then it all happens at once. Tyrants take the demonize and destroy game to its absurd limit. The currently fashionable demonize and destroy tactic is to call someone a terrorist. If you can convict someone of being a terrorist, you can steal their money, their freedom, their family, and their life. Tyrants claim the ability to convict people of crimes without a trial. As the demonize and destroy game approaches its end, large numbers of people are convicted of being terrorists without any way to defend themselves. And you get a society where a whole lot of people are convicted terrorists. If you're going to have to pay the penalty for being a terrorist, whether you are one or not, you might as well be a terrorist. You can be a terrorist without paying any more of a price than you pay for being a free and moral human being. Of course, it's never really a good idea to actually be a terrorist. But the tyrant gives his people a green light to terrorism. The tyrant probably has no real understanding of what he's doing and what the consequences of his actions will be. Tyrants always create the revolutionary army. The soldiers of the revolution are mostly trained in prisons and other authoritarian institutions. If a tyrant accuses enough people of being a terrorist, some people will start to believe him and take it in a direction he didn't expect. People will put up with an amazing amount of mistreatment by their government. The government has to start enslaving and killing large numbers of people before the population revolts. In the 60s, it was the military draft and the killing fields in Southeast Asia. In 2022, it's the compulsory jab and the killing fields and hospitals all over the world. We could all save ourselves a lot of misery by saying no to injustice as soon as it appears, instead of waiting until its deadly force. Stand up for the truth, and the truth will stand up for you. Stand up for the tyrant and become cannon fodder for one of his perpetual wars. Don't wait until you have to say no to slavery and death. Say no now. Say no to taxation, incarceration, education, and war. Say no to armed robbery, kidnapping, propaganda lies, and mass murder. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.